KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and thanks so much for joining us this morning. You know, over the last 25 years here at Fresno State, I've seen a number of programs get started at the university that have taken root and really transformed not just our students, but also our campus community. And one, I think, that's not only transformed our campus community, but also our larger community as a whole, is the Humanics program at Fresno State. And I'm really happy to get to talk about that program today, and in particular, one of their really banner programs, the Students for Giving and their philanthropy projects. So with us today is the director of the program, Dr. Matthew Jindian. Matt, great to have you back with us.
Thank you.
And Matt brought a couple of his star students with him. With Matt today are Humanics students Yoko Handa. Yoko, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And also with Yoko is Jed Soberall. Jed, thanks for being here.
Thanks for the opportunity.
So today, we are going to talk about the Humanics program, and we're going to focus on the Students for Giving program. And just to give you one figure that helps you understand the vast benefits that this program has given to our community, since 2007, this Students for Giving program has given out over $131,000 to local community benefit organizations. Just a great program. So Matt, let's get started with you. Maybe you can first tell us a little about yourself, but also about exactly what is this Humanics at Fresno State program.
My pleasure, Chris. Again, pleasure to be with you. The Humanics program at Fresno State began in 1998. I was hired on as the founding director. And, you know, I'm an alum of Fresno State, and I was so fortunate to be able to come back to Fresno State after doing my doctoral work in sociology at USC. And then to be asked to lead the Humanics program was quite a challenge, but it's been an exciting one. And in 2007, we got an idea of involving students in actual philanthropy and grant making. And we've always had an orientation to making our coursework applied and giving students a real experience, not just learning from a textbook. And so in 2007, with partnership with the Fresno Regional Foundation, who gave us a $4,000 grant for 2 years, so the $8,000 total, we ended up starting a Students for Giving philanthropy project. And that first semester, in spring of 2007, we gave out $4,000 to three organizations. Mm-hmm. And we were so pleased with how it went, and so was the community, that we were then able to turn that $4,000 that they had given us into $20,000 with an investment from Fidelity Charitable Gift Fund and Campus Compact. Fresno State was one of five campuses in the country to be selected for a national initiative called Students for Giving. And so in 2008, we were able to again give out those grant awards and be part of something that was even bigger than Fresno State.
And Matt, put this into the bigger picture for us of the Humanics program at Fresno State. This Students for Giving is part of this preparation for students in leadership and community benefit organizations, right? Can you talk about that a little bit?
So we want students to not only learn about the topic, but have experience in dealing with organizations and processes that organizations go through as part of their professional development. And so the students learn to research issues that are affecting our community. They learn about the organizations that are actually addressing those issues in the community. And then they learn about the funding processes. How do organizations get the funds in order to be able to deliver on the mission that they have for our community? And in doing that, they then educate themselves about which organizations are doing this work. They then go out and interview the executive director and board chair, and they end up coming back to class with recommendations about which organizations might be advanced in the process or, you know, sent invitations to apply. Mm-hmm. And now we've kind of gone from doing invited applications to the grant making program to now where it's an open program. So we actually put an announcement in the Fresno Bee. We post it online and organizations can apply freely, but the organizations are vetted by the students in the class who do look at the letter of inquiry and then follow up with a site visit to the organizations before getting a full application.
And Students for Giving is one of two primary projects that is part of the Humanics program, right? There's also the capacity building project, and they do kind of go hand in hand, right? Can you talk a little bit about the capacity building project?
Sure.
And how that is connected in some ways to Students for Giving?
Yes, briefly, the capacity building project is giving students an opportunity to work side by side with an organization to look at their processes, their internal procedures, their bylaws, their governance structures, their board structure, their fund development plan, their advocacy plans. Are they involved in advocacy work and lobbying? Those kinds of things. And students give them feedback about what they're doing by taking that information in and then sharing some of the best practices that they're learning in their classes. So again, it gives students a real opportunity to work shoulder to shoulder with current professionals in the field.
Yeah.
And that then helps students not only be prepared when they're done with the Humanics program and graduated from Fresno State, but also be automatically connected to a network of professionals to help with employment.
And we're going to talk with both of our students today about that because they're both getting ready to graduate here before too much longer. I do want to talk a little bit more about this whole certificate and minor. So students, they have a choice, right? They can get a certificate through the Humanics program, or they can actually minor in leadership of community benefit organizations. Is that the full term you use?
So the minor we just got approved through the curriculum processes not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And the minor degree at Fresno State is relatively new. It's a minor degree in philanthropic and community-based leadership.
Okay.
The certificate is a certificate in administration and leadership for community benefit organizations.
Okay.
These are parallel programs. The only difference really is that students are not able to double count courses for the minor with their major, whereas for certificates, you can double count whatever you'd like. So 5 courses, a professional development conference, and a 300-hour internship are the basic requirements of these degrees.
All right. And since 98, 99, when the program got started, how many students have come through the program so far about?
We had our first graduating class of 2001 with a total of 3 students.
Yeah.
And then right now we're up to about 230 over the last 17 years.
Awesome. And a lot of those students, when I talk in the intro about how this program is transforming our community, because so many of these students are in leadership positions here in local community benefit organizations, right?
So 70% of those 230 students are working in the community benefit or public sectors.
Uh-huh.
And about 70% of that total are working in the Central Valley. About 10% of the 230 alumni have actually been promoted to the level of director, executive director, or CEO of the organization in which they're serving. And there's no greater satisfaction for a professor to see his alumni out making a difference in the community and then partnering for internships and other kinds of community-based activities.
Yeah, you're getting to work directly with these folks who went through your same program. And that's, I think that's fantastic. And again, these are the folks who are leading these agencies. I think one of the things, and I'm more conscious of it when I'm interviewing you, Matt, than anybody else, about what this term community benefit organization or CBO really is. You know, there's the other N word that you talk about, the nonprofit word. So maybe just really quickly help the listeners understand, why do you and I use this term community benefit organization?
So we have a whole section in Humanics on why the term community benefit needs to be used. They read a column by Hilde Gottlieb called The 6 Reasons to Use the Term Community uh-huh. Benefit. And the main reason is because when you say what you are and who you are, you want to say what you stand for and what you're doing, what your purpose is. And when you use the word nonprofit, that really doesn't say much about your organization. Doesn't tell
us what you're not.
Says what you're not.
Yeah.
And you don't introduce yourself and say, hi, I'm not Bill.
Yeah.
I'm not Chris.
Yeah.
You want to guess who I am?
Yeah.
you say who you are. And so when you say community benefit organization, you're saying not only who you are, but what your purpose is. Your organization exists to provide a benefit for the community. And we're training the next generation of leaders who are seeing to it that you're not just filling a space. You have a responsibility in your community to deliver a benefit. And the people who want to invest and contribute as donors, as volunteers, can feel good about giving to your organization because they know in the end, the return on that investment is to their community as a whole.
Yeah. Jed's over there giving the fist pump. Yeah, that's that's true. I mean, I really do. I think that, you know, so a lot of times we get into the political correct language, and Matt knows I kind of squirm at some of that. But boy, I think that that's a really important point. These agencies are providing our community a benefit. And the reason that we even have a show like this is because it's important that we're talking about how our students are involved in benefiting our community through involvement in these organizations. So let's talk about some of that, the students for giving and the benefits that it's providing. So $131,000 in grants that have been given out. About how many grants have been given out in terms of the number of actual awards?
So 32 organizations have received grants.
Okay.
The smallest grants have been $1,000. The largest grants have been $8,000.
Okay.
So 32 organizations over the last 11 years have benefited from that. And we've been able to see some of the impacts of those grants because we have a two-course sequence in this fund development component of our program. One is grant making.
Yep.
The other is grant writing and evaluation.
So you're making grants to agencies, and then you're evaluating whether or not they've actually done what they've said they're going to do and how well they've utilized those funds.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving feedback to those agencies, the students are, about their view of the agency's handling of those funds, right? So it's a process where the students are learning, but the agency's learning too.
Right. And that's the mutual benefit, right?
Yeah.
That's how we define service learning, that there's a mutual benefit for both the student and the organization.
Yeah.
And so students get the advantage when they're making a grant, they're reviewing grant proposals written by organizations. That helps them be a better grant writer because they're sitting on the table reviewing the grants. Then when they get on the other side of the table and they're writing a grant, they can bring with them the perspective of the grant evaluator and think, oh, that's what they're looking for. I better do this, right? And then for the organizations, they get feedback on the proposals or they get those grants. Then we're helping that organization sometimes with an intern, but through the process so that they can understand that when you receive a grant, there are obligations to actually delivering on that. And some organizations, as you know, are not very experienced. And one of the things we're so glad to see is fill a gap where some organizations, this may be the first grant they've gotten. And then because they've gotten it and they've been helped in terms of responding to it, they're able to turn that around and go get support from larger foundations and make an even bigger impact in the work that they're doing.
Give me an idea of some of the organizations. Obviously, we're not going to list all 32 of them, but let's talk about some of those organizations.
So two right off the top that come to mind, and the two students may mention another one that they're familiar with, but River Tree Volunteers is one.
Okay.
Right? Cleaning tires and other debris out of the San Joaquin River.
Yeah.
And they came to us. They needed new canoes so they could take volunteers down and take tires out of the river.
Yeah.
And we funded them, I think it was a $3,000 grant, and they reported, we went back, we followed up, they told us how many thousand tires, I think it was something like 4,000 tires that year they pulled out of the San Joaquin
River.
Other
trash, you just can't believe it, how it even gets in the river. Yeah.
Right, and they were talking about how many volunteers they engaged, right? High school students, college students, community volunteers. It was so neat to see. And then all of a sudden, several years later, I'm seeing a photo in the Fresno Bee of these canoes. And, you know, it didn't mention funded by Humanix at Fresno State, but we felt so proud that here that investment and here how many years later those canoes are still out there making a difference in our environment.
Right.
Another one is the Tulare Kings Homeless Alliance. We gave them a grant to fund a hard-to-fund area, and that is technology. And it gave them the ability to do a prioritization of needs of homeless populations so they can actually prioritize the scarce resources that they have in their community to address the areas that would have the greatest impact. And that prioritization index has been a huge factor in Tulare County moving the needle on addressing homelessness in their community.
So these organizations that get funding, obviously, it's a small amount of money, but it's paying great dividends to them. Jed, I want to bring you in here for a second. And you were kind of, I think, eager to address something that Matt said. So go ahead and give yourself a little self-intro and then chime in on what Matt just shared, please.
Hi, my name's Jed Soberall. I'm a social entrepreneurship major, which is a special major under the Humanix program. I am a Marine Corps veteran, and I serve with Live Again Fresno as a program coordinator with children living in transitional poverty and homelessness along Parkway Drive in Fresno.
Parkway Drive, the old Motel Drive there along 99,
Yes.
So you're working with Live Again Fresno. Was that one of the grantees, or had you worked with another agency that also received grant funds from this project?
No. Through the Humanix program, you have the option to select an internship either from one of the partners they have existing, or in my case, I brought an organization and told Dr. Jendian, I'd like to work with this guy.
Great. So you went through the Students for Giving program, yes?
Yes.
And what organizations did your group fund?
We funded Art of Life Cancer Foundation, Focus Forward, which is in the Juvenile Justice Center.
Yeah.
And Poverello House.
Poverello House.
Yes.
So I'm very familiar with Art of Life. And as a matter of fact, hopefully we're going to have them on in a future show. And Focus Forward is a group that we've worked with for years. And obviously, Poverello House, probably one of the, if not the best known local community benefit organization out there. How much money did you fund each of those organizations?
We gave all three organizations $5,000 grants.
So your class was instrumental in initiating and funding $15,000 worth of grant out there. What do you think you learned from this experience? You're a Marine Corps veteran, you know, you've got a lot of life experiences out there. How do you think that this benefited you in terms of your knowledge base, your abilities, your skills, or your career preparation?
I think it has to do with application, where most of the education came from in the program. A lot of times I feel like academia exists in a silo from the real world, where we're very much engaged in seeking organizations out in town, calling them ourselves, showing up at their doorstep ourselves, inviting them to the grant. I think we fielded close to 30 applications.
Wow. For those three funds. So there's a lot of need out there, a lot of interest out there.
Yes. And yeah, we had three subject areas that we funded to select those. And we had a separate board for each of those funding areas. And so we saw the process, how it exists at foundations and in institutional philanthropy, and we're able to learn a very high level process while also participating with folks daily who are on the ground in various efforts.
So I think you gave another little glimpse, and I just want to make sure that I'm clear on it. So you set a theme or themes or funding areas that you're going to, you know, make calls out for to the agencies, and then your group, whatever your theme is, you're analyzing those grants. Another group of students is analyzing the grants for whatever other theme or topic area. And you're really able to hone in on that one. So you're specializing what you're looking for and what you're awarding funds for. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
One that really impacted me was on the advocacy board. We selected Focus Forward, and that was to fund a program which would allow 20 youth who are in the juvenile justice system to go through an advocacy training course, which no matter what form of philanthropy, anybody who's ever written about it talks about indigenous leadership.
Uh-huh.
And it was a really interesting way to raise up indigenous leadership among these population of folks facing reentry from incarceration.
Okay. Matt?
I want to comment about the funding areas that Jed mentioned. So in alignment with our strategic funding partner, the Whitney Foundation, who has contributed of that $131,000 we've given out, $20,000, we have focused on the needs that often fall through the cracks. And so through our learning at AFP, the Association of Fundraising Professionals, International Conference on Fundraising, every year we take a group of students and they participate as professionals in that conference. We've learned that three areas have been identified as the most difficult areas to fund: advocacy and public policy, volunteer management and technology, and board and staff development.
Mm, okay.
So as part of Fresno State's Humanic Students for Giving, we're proud to be social entrepreneurs and philanthropists on the forefront in the grant-making field and supporting these critically difficult areas to fund.
So you mentioned, Matt, the Whitney Foundation, and I think there's something going on currently over this year that the Whitney Foundation is pretty involved in, a challenge to help fund your program, right? Can you talk about that briefly?
Sure. The Whitney Foundation have been supporters of Humanics at Fresno State for some time now, and we've been in partnership with them, and they want to invest in our program and in our students and in our community. We see an investment in Humanics at Fresno State being a triple win. It engenders exceptional leaders, our graduates.
Yeah.
It engenders enhanced organizations and enriched communities. And so these are the three E's of Humanics. And Whitney would like to help support all of those through a grant. And right now, we're about to kick it off, a year and a half effort to raise about $175,000 to demonstrate that we have the breadth of support across our community, both on campus and in the community, to help Humanics be a sustainable program. And if we can do that, we feel there's going to be an investment coming from Whitney and other organizations locally.
Yeah. Well, I'll make the sales pitch for you. To the listeners, if you like what you're hearing today and you like the idea of preparing these young people for leadership positions in these very important organizations, you know, contact Matt, and we'll give out Matt's contact information in a little bit, but contact Matt and please come alongside of other partners and donors and help make that challenge a reality.
And I'll give a website as well.
Yeah, please.
HumanicsFresnoState.org/invest. And their instructions on how to support Humanix at Fresno State through the Fresno State Foundation.
Great. Now, Yoko, you've been very patient over there. I want to bring you in because I think you've got a real unique perspective on this. You came back to Fresno State after having spent some time in the community benefit sector as a working professional. So maybe you could talk a little about yourself and about why you chose to come back to Fresno State and particularly into the Humanix program.
I moved to Fresno actually a little bit over 2 years now and grew up in the Bay Area. I worked for the YMCA of San Francisco.
Okay.
And I worked there for 7 years. I was going to school, going for a psychology major. Uh-huh. And I realized I wasn't really happy with that major. I was also just settling in the role I was or the position I was in. But I did not really know anything about the background of what the YMCA of San Francisco was doing. I was in a leader position over there. I was the camp and family coordinator. So I did work a lot with the community, the families in the community, and gathered information, but I didn't know much about what we did behind the scenes. And coming to Fresno State, I talked to Dr. Jendian. I came into his office, sociology major. I had some questions and he was like, hey, I think Humanix would be great for you because you've worked in the community benefit organization. And I thought I was a pro at this. And the first class that I took, I learned that the N-word was not allowed. And from there, it just exploded. I realized that this is where I want to be. I want to be out there helping the community. And I had no idea how many community benefit organizations the Central Valley alone had. And I'm ready to explore the world once I graduate this December.
So in the Students for Giving Project, what was your focus area? What was the theme that your group worked on?
I focus on board and staff development.
Okay. And I think you had an interesting thing that Matt was sharing with me, that it's important to understand that your students then in the second section with the evaluation piece hold these agencies accountable for doing what they said they were going to do and what you as the students intended them to do with your funding. And there was an agency that didn't quite live up to all that. So you had to hold them accountable. I mean, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we had an organization that we had to, as a group, as a whole class, decide whether we were going to ask for the funding back or give them a chance to own up to what they need to do. And it was really hard situation, really hard decision, but we did have to ask for the money back. I do believe that that was the right decision now. It was a hard decision then, but we have to understand as students that there are requirements that need to be met. And right now I am actually interning for Self-Help Enterprises and I actually write proposals. I look for funding, and if we don't meet the requirements, if we don't meet the deadlines, if we don't turn in everything that they require, we don't get this funding. And it wasn't fair to all the other organizations in the Students for Giving program that didn't get funded for us to give them this other organization a second chance when there are plenty of other organizations that we can fund.
Well, I think it from the donor's perspective, the folks who are actually giving you student groups in the Students for Giving project the funding, they know you're holding your grantees accountable for the work that they say they're going to do. And I think that's a good thing. And you mentioned how tough this was. And I know that some of the best learning experiences come from the difficult challenges. You must have learned a lot from that experience in terms of not just that accountability, but communication skills and you going out and being a professional and understanding that when you write these grants and when you say you're going to do something, you need to be able to deliver, right?
That's correct. I feel that this whole, actually, just Students Forgiving Evaluation Humanics program has helped me a lot to become a better leader for our community.
Well, I think the thing that Matt has talked about, you've got all of these graduates from this program that are now the leaders in this field, and you're going to be one of those very soon. I mean, you already are. You and Jed both already are in some very significant ways. You're out there helping lead the charge right now through volunteer service or through service learning courses, but pretty soon as paid employees, and that's really important. Matt, any closing thoughts before we end the show today?
Yes, I'd like to mention throughout our 11 years of grant making, not only has the Whitney Foundation been by our side, the Fresno Regional Foundation, but the Central Valley Community Foundation has also been a strong partner, longtime partner. They didn't just give us that first initial $8,000 that we then leveraged, right? But they've been a partner over the last 4 years, giving $5,000 each year to that effort. One other area that I want to let people know is that there's an opportunity to memorialize the legacy of your loved ones. The last 5 years, we've given grants in memory of Philip T. Manoogian, and the Manoogian family, the Tatarian families, have contributed funds in Phil's memory, and those grants have gone out. 2 years ago, went to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of the Central Valley.
Okay.
And a cart was made and funded with this grant. This cart goes around Valley Children's Hospital, and they have on the cart food, water, games for children that, you know, families who aren't able to get out of their room because of trying to care for the loved one who's there can benefit from. And the youth children who are waiting either as patients or as guests of the patient can actually have some activities to be involved in.
Mm.
So that funding was very special for me also. Phil is my father-in-law. And the other one this year was the Art of Life Cancer Foundation. And that grant is helping that organization take their board and their procedures to the next level because they are relatively new incorporated 501c3, and they're getting to go through a supported and facilitate board development training process. And we're very excited for them. So I just want to let people know that the support that they give to the Humanics program can memorialize the legacy of their loved one, because many of us have given to the place that we have been either born in or were raised in. And if you want to continue that legacy of giving back to that place, the Humanics Students for Giving program can be a place that does that.
And I think that this funding that you're talking about through these kinds of any donation to the Humanics program benefits Fresno State. It benefits the Humanics program. It benefits the students in the Humanics program. It benefits the agency where that money goes. It benefits that agency's clients. And in turn, it benefits those organizations that these students are going to lead in the future. Boy, I don't know that you could ever donate a dollar or a thousand or $1 million that's going to have that broad of an impact. My job here is to talk about this great service work that goes on at this university, not to pitch fundraising. But boy, I do really believe that if there's anybody out there who's thinking about contributing, Humanics is a great place to do it. You know, Matt, I've known you since 95. Wow, it dates us both, that's for sure. I was actually on the search committee that hired you, and I really do believe you're one of the best faculty members at this university. I think that you're really helping transform students' lives because you serve the whole student. What is it you say in Humanics about spirit, mind, and body? And so thank you for all that you do for our students and for the community. Jed, Yoko, thank you. And I look forward to maybe in my role as the director of the Richter Center, working with you at some point in time in the future as future leaders of these organizations. To all our listeners, thanks for tuning in this morning. Join us again next Sunday morning and every Sunday morning at 11 for Fresno State Service in Action. And also like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. We'll post the Humanics website. We'll post Matt's contact information, and hopefully love to hear from you and engage you in a conversation about the Humanics program and Students for Giving and anything else that you'd like to speak of when it comes to Fresno State and service. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.